Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever you're listening around the world. A very warm welcome from London in the UK. Here is today's news about electric cars and the future of transport. I go through every EV article online, so you don't have to. My name is Martin Lee. This is your EV News Daily for Friday, the 13th of April, 2018. And lucky for some, I will be talking about a over-the-air update for the Chevrolet Bolt and Sweden's electric road. But first of all, we'll start with two Tesla stories. One of them is Elon Musk's interview with CBS. Now, Steve Jobs was famously coined by Apple engineers in the early 80s for having his reality distortion field, which was a fancy name for something else. And now, another genius has introduced us to a new phrase, albeit this time himself. Welcome to the Elon Musk world of time shifting. Whatever you do, don't call the Model 3 delay a delay. It's a Model 3 time shift. He says this, and I quote, "You'll definitely get your car. It's a 6 to 9 month time shift." That's literally it. And because three of those months have already passed, it's mostly like, he says, it's mostly like people cancel because, you know, they needed a car and we didn't have one for them. As long as you can see that you are ascending the levels of hell, that's okay. End quote. So don't call the Model 3 delay a delay. It's merely a Model 3 time shift, which doesn't sound half as bad. Well, moving on, and the rather serious subject of the Model X crash that happened in California and the NTSB investigation that Tesla and the NTSB were working on together, that has all ended in a not very nice way, with Tesla no longer part of the official investigation. They say this, and I quote, "It's been clear in our conversations with the NTSB that they're more concerned with press headlines than actually promoting safety. Amongst other things, they repeatedly released partial bits of incomplete information to the media in violation of their own rules, at the same time that they were trying to prevent us from telling all the facts. We don't believe this is right and will be making an official complaint to Congress. We will be issuing a Freedom of Information Act request to understand the reasoning behind their focus." Wow. Things have really fallen out between them, and that was a statement published by Tesla themselves only an hour or two before I sat down to record tonight's podcast. Well, moving on to Mercedes, and if you checked out any of the previous podcasts, you may know that on one of them we were talking about the rumoured electric version of the Mercedes S-Class. We thought it would be called the EQS because they've registered EQA and C and EQS, and it just mirrors their existing lines. I mean, I wasn't being a genius putting two and two together. And now Bloomberg have waded in with a little bit more evidence on this. Mercedes-Benz, they say, is developing a pure battery-powered sedan the size of its $90,000 flagship S-Class up against Tesla's Model S for the high-end electric car buyers. The full-size sedan, dubbed the EQS, will be part of their push to introduce 10 all-electric vehicles by 2022. In Mercedes' case, the chief exec, Dieter Zetsche, said 2 days ago during a presentation of the A-Class in Croatia, well, the EQ line is going to be flanked by plug-in hybrid models, offering a totally different, is the quote, totally different battery range than is on offer today. Well, moving on to Chevrolet Bolt, and anything that I can say 24 hours ago can be wrong 24 hours later. On yesterday's podcast, we were talking about the Chevrolet Bolt, and there is, because of the battery issues that they've now admitted on some very early models, they say, and it's not widespread, but they would like all Bolt owners to have an update done to their car. Well, yesterday, Chevrolet were saying, you've got to go back to your dealer. 24 hours later, it looks like, in the face of that being painted as a full recall, which would be lots of negative press, and by the way, they're saying this is a non-safety update, non-essential, but they would like you to have it, all owners, please, they now seem to have enabled over-the-air updates. Let me hand it over to Inside EVs, who have been doing some more digging. They say, as far as we could tell, even if the remote updates were initiated, this problem would still require a visit to your local dealership. However, overnight, the story changed, perhaps not having to issue a full recall and deal with negative press. GM got its acting gear to move forward with new technology Not only does Inside EVs have their official letter, but a video explaining how over-the-air updates work for the Chevrolet Bolt. Check out them for more details. Well, moving on to VW. Now, Volkswagen make a lot of cars. No, I mean, they make a lot of cars. So when they say they're going all in on electric cars, they're going to need a lot of batteries. And we know about the billions they're investing in battery contracts. Well, they won't be making the cells. They've made that very clear. They will be assembling the battery packs, by the look of it, if I understand it correctly, because yesterday they made an announcement about using one of their oldest factories. I think their oldest factory, actually, first opened in 1938, the Braunschweig plant, to make 500,000 battery packs every single year. Now, Herbert Diess, the CEO of Volkswagen, said this yesterday. The Volkswagen brand is doing its utmost to develop and produce the electric cars of the future in Germany. The battery system is an elementary part of the value chain, and we bundle the expertise for this important technology for the whole of Europe at Braunschweig. End quote. And if you did wonder why I said Diess and not CEO Müller, well, that is because of another change that was made this week. Volkswagen is seeking to replace Matthias Müller with the head of its core brand, Herbert Diess, as part of a broad overhaul of its management structure to boost efficiency. Now, two people familiar with the matter have told that to Newsluck. USA Today reports, in addition to his day job as CEO, the new boss, Diess, will directly oversee vehicle information technology, as well as group development and research to closely shape self-driving cars and EVs, end quote. And that's interesting because he came from BMW, when was that? 3-4 years ago? End of 2014. So by then, he was instrumental in the BMW electrification process. So we know that this is something that's been on his radar for a long time, and he's not just riding the current wave of EVs. So that is looking like a really positive sign for Volkswagen. A couple more stories then, and Sweden are experimenting with electric roads. According to the Guardian newspaper today, the world's first electrified road that recharges the batteries of cars and trucks has opened in Sweden, which is interesting because a few weeks ago on the podcast, we told you about the world's first electric road in China being opened, but we'll argue about that later. Maybe they've been looking at their neighbours in Norway, and Sweden have gone, you know what, they're getting all the EV attention. We want some headlines as well. Now, the technology uses an electric rail embedded in the road, and it links Stockholm Arlanda Airport to a site that's 2 kilometres away. Now, the electric moves from two tracks of rail in the road via a movable arm attached to the bottom of your car. A bit like the inverse of a tram, or, you know, the new electric buses with the conductors above them. However, this technology doesn't inhibit you from moving around or overtaking or changing lanes. The electrified road is actually split into sections. Every 50-metre section is powered up as a car activates it. And now, The Guardian continued to say that when a vehicle stops on the road, the current is disconnected, and the system is able to calculate how much energy your car needs, and that enables electricity costs to be debited per vehicle, per user, end quote. Which is fascinating, but they've got a long way to go to make that even mildly usable. But good on them for trying. Right, finally, well, let's stay there, and let's stay with Volvo. And Volvo Trucks have introduced their first ever all-electric truck for commercial use, the Volvo FL Electric, for urban distribution and refuse operations. Let's take a look at the specs of this then. What does Volvo think they need to crack the urban market? Well, they say a 185 kilowatt motor on max power, 130 kilowatt continuous, on a two-speed transmission, between 2 and 6 lithium-ion batteries, from 100 to 300 kilowatt hours fitted to their trucks. That gives a range of up to 300 Ks. The charging is either on AC charging 22 kilowatts or DC fast charge, on CCS combo 2 for 150 kilowatts of charging. The recharge time, as you can imagine, fast charging 1 to 2 hours on DC fast charge, and overnight charge of 10 hours on the 300 kilowatt hour battery. The first two Volvo electric trucks are confirmed now to be operated for refuse collection and recycling. A company called Renova and a haulage firm TGM are going to use the first two. The off-peak city distribution project as well studied the effects of using the overnight hours to move around goods in central Stockholm, and it's a fascinating result. If you avoid peak hour traffic when everyone's trying to get to work at 9 and home again at 5, the trucks were able to move around more efficiently, do their jobs in a third of the time compared to daytime operation, which saves energy, saves costs, and saves man and woman power to drive them as well. Fascinating. Now you've just got to convince all your staff to do your deliveries overnight. Well, I'd love to spread the word about electric cars. If you can, share this with somebody who might be interested. You can listen to every previous episode of the podcast on iTunes, on Google Play, on Spotify, YouTube, TuneIn, Stitcher, and the blog at evnewsdaily.com. You know, if you subscribe, that means you get it first and free and automatically. And if you could just take 2 minutes to rate and review on the platform you download this on, that would be wonderful. You can connect with me if you want to on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. Search EV News Daily. Have a wonderful day, and I'll catch you tomorrow.